Blog Talk Radio.
Sorry for the scratches in that record. It's a vinyl record, and it was recorded just before D-Day, 1941, and it was made by the original cast of World War II. So we're all watching this Fort Hood massacre, as they're calling it. Now, where are the photos of the troops who were murdered by the bad Muslim terrorists? A ship with 7 tons of steel in its bow from the World Trade Center sails into New York and gets a paltry welcome. A ship whose crew will die for us to prevent our being murdered in our offices again. 9-1-1 was the greatest military defeat in the history of the United States. Yesterday was the greatest defeat of a military force on a secure military base. So defenseless that 58,000 troops had to call the cops. They were murdered by one Muslim terrorist who prepared himself religiously to go collect his 72 virgins. He gave away his bed and his jihad book. I wonder if he shaved his body like Mohammed Atta. The FBI beat the media to block out the truth that this was a terrorist attack. A sleeper sellout who probably counseled returning combat Christians that they should kill themselves. Major Nadal Malik Hassan had tried to go to paradise yesterday, and he failed. He was shot 4 times by a lowly woman who should have been caged in a burqa. Malik won't be welcome in paradise because he's full of female infidel bullets. Was Malik the bad Muslim? Was Malik the bad Muslim an affirmative action employee? Does Malik, the bad Muslim, have 2 passports? Why did he shout at the Al-Qaeda war cry? Why was he dressed in burial clothes? What weapons were used? How did he smuggle them past security? How secure is Fort Hood? How does a crazy person become a shrink? Is it a requirement for the job? Who vetted him? How many bad Muslims are wearing American uniforms? Who vetted them? Well, the good news is the Yankees won the World Series and nobody caught the unevent. But they got a parade and a hug from Mayor Robin, the boy wonder. See what $100 million can buy? A three-time loser. While the Panamanian flag flew high over Old Glory yesterday, the supporters of freedom on a ship named after a city that can't raise the World Trade Center from the dead. The Empire State Building took a year, and that was when Americans were men, 95% of whom were fit for military duty. Today, 75% of American mice can't pass the qualifications for entry into the military. We are living in a cover-up country being ruled by a one-party junta who bows to Saudi kings and pays the jihad tax at the gas pump. Congress voted to praise the Yankees today. How quaint. Yet no one bought a crew member a drink from the USS New York. No cabbie gave a free ride to a sailor. No one gave a marine a meal on the house. No mayor gave the crew the keys to the city. No Trump ever gave a free room to a guy who tomorrow may die so Donald's real estate values don't collapse under jihad. The war came to America 8 years ago, and everybody who dies at bad Muslim hands will end up on the back pages by the obituary column like a murdered 64-year-old nun on an Indian reservation, while Obama smokes the Soviet peace pipe. Once again, America is on the run, and the jihad orchestra is just tuning up. Like the USS Cole recruiting Al-Qaeda poster says, Obama lives, Obama gives. Two good investments that will give you a sad return on your money. Kevlar for baby carriages and Caterpillar bulldozers for mass graves. Just before 9-1-1, Chuck Schumer voted that the USS Normandy be sent away from New York to go to Virginia. And the home port on Staten Island was closed, hurting local small business. If you recall the Persian Gulf incident when the USS Vincennes shot down an Iranian passenger jet that may have been on a suicide mission. The Normandy or the Vincennes, had they been in the New York area, they could have saved one tower. We were wide open. The two jets that were finally scrambled to protect the city came from Washington, D.C., and were unarmed, ending up over the Atlantic, waiting for the next command. The Pentagon was completely unarmed and had less firepower than Cave 27 in the Hindu Kalashnikov Kush. Not one stinger on a rooftop. 8 years later, we learned that the largest military base in Texas has no firepower. They had to call the cops. Right now in Pakistan, bin Laden is kicking himself for not knowing how easy it is to kill American military in their beds at home. He knows now. Obama has to add the KIA in Fort Hood and the wounded in action to the Iraq-Afghan body count. All should get Purple Hearts and combat zone pay. The enemies of America are tying your hands. They are preparing to sacrifice all who remember what freedom tastes like. They have complete control of the government and changed the Constitution to suit their daily agenda. We have been brainwashed to be culturally correct. We have been warned not to offend Muslims. We have been reminded that it's only a handful of bad Muslims in every community poised to strike. We have been told that the bad Muslims have hijacked a peaceful religion, just like the American government has been hijacked by a handful of communists. So what is the percentage of bad Muslims? 10, 15, and 95? When a hijacking takes place, wouldn't it make sense to try to escape? Would you stay in a hijacked religion? Is FBI Director Mueller a mullah? Will bad Muslim Malik recover from his Jack Ruby coma? Will his medical profile demand that the Obama hospitalization plug be pulled? Will he be Terry Schiavo? Will Debbie Wasserman Schultz pull his feeding tube, even though he's not a Catholic? Will she block the door again? What father runs his beautiful 19-year-old daughter over with an SUV and calls it an honor killing? Is he the family terrorist? Did he shout Allahu Akbar? Was he a bad Muslim? Was his daughter a bad American? How sad our own children won't recognize freedom lost. Bartender, can I get a Star Spangled Banner before it's recalled? And now, you know what? I'll have a double shot of patriotism.
My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride, from every mountainside, let freedom ring. Let music swell the breeze and ring from all the trees, sweet freedom song. Let the mortal tongues away, let all that breathe partake, let rocks their silence break, the sound prolong. Ah, 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 ah. Our Father's God to thee, author of liberty, to thee we sing. Long may our land be bright with freedom's holy light. Protect us by thy might, great God our King. From every mountainside, let freedom ring, ring.
If this Fort Hood fiasco turns out to be a call for another 911 type of cover-up investigation and a book deal, I'm going to get real sick. In the meantime, let me turn to local politics, national politics, and we're going to talk about the election winner. In this recent election, the big winner was Sarah Palin. The big loser was Cute Canute. Hannity tried to save Gingrich, but all the king's asses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty Dumpty together again. It has become obvious that the Repuppy Party is DNC light. The Repuppies laid low since Obama took over, believing he would fall and they would slither back into power once again. Gingrich is for sale to the highest bidder, very cagey, very cautious, very eloquent, but he can't be trusted. And neither can Fred Thompson be trusted. Old Fred voted to burn the flag when the people were not looking. 40 days before 9-1-1, SJR-7. Read it and weep. You can see it in my book, A Spirit of America Party, and the Spirit of America Party book.com, if you want to just pick it off the website. Sarah endorsed a conservative from upstate New York in her blog, and he almost won his opponent. No, he almost won. His opponent was not a Democrat. His opponent, who cost him his election, was a bull in the China shop, a Repuppy, who Gingrich endorsed. I don't want to be in a party that endorses a Colin Powell to compete against a Democrat black candidate. I don't want to be in an all-inclusive party who has log cabin Republicans in order to pick off a few gay Democrats. Just as I don't want to be a Kerry, Kennedy, Pelosi Catholic. This election is not an upset for the party of death. This election is an upset for the underground Democrats hiding in the Republican Party. The Chuck Hagels, Match McConnells, another flag burner of record. Robert Bennett, also a flag burner of record. Richard Lugar, Olympia Snowjob, Susan Collins, K. Bailey Hutchinson et al. Pick off your favorite. Mine is Lindsey Graham and John McCain Kennedy. I voted for John because of Nam, but he gave the store away to the communist regime. They say 40% of the voting country is conservative. We need to convert 11% back to American fundamentalism. We need to fire everybody presently holding office and replace them with Americans who mean it and not just say it. And today's Muslim attack in Fort Hood must waken the nation to the threat of intimidation from Islam. We need patents and chesty pullers. We don't need a politically correct generals. They tried to cop a plea for this Muslim terrorist murderer, saying that he suffered from a post-traumatic stress syndrome because he had heard all of the grief of the returning soldiers from the Middle East war. And that he got, like somebody said, he got secondhand smoke. Yeah, give me a break. I got a picture of post-traumatic stress syndrome. Would you like to see it? Actually, you know who's got the post-traumatic stress syndrome? The World War II vet. And he's hanging on a Marine in dress blues who just came back and recovered, probably at Walter Reed, where this Muslim terrorist was applying his trade, waiting for the call from the minaret. And this World War II veteran has got his arms around an upstanding Marine, and he's hugging him. He's got his arms around his neck. He's hanging onto his neck, and he's sort of pulling the Marine down towards him. And the Marine, you could see, one eye is gone, and the other eye has a scar in it like it was saved. And he's got one hand. He's wearing dress blues, and he's got one claw for a hand. You know, this steel claw. And this World War II vet is crying in his arms. That's post-traumatic stress syndrome. That has nothing to do with guys who shout Allahu Akbar and open up on unarmed people. And that's why I say, classify Hassan as a terrorist now. And I sent a message to O'Reilly telling him it's Red Cross time again. Because the Pentagon isn't going to want to pay these victims. They're going to try and get off the hook. They should be insurance underwriters. And that's why I say the combat zone death penalty should be $2 million. Benefit should be $2 million and wounds $1 million per each one per loss of limb, vital organ. And if you did that, I guarantee you this war would be over quickly because JDAMs only cost $650,000 each. So classify Hassan as a terrorist. Give the Fort Hood fallen and wounded their Purple Hearts plus combat pay for all, I think it was 600 or 300 that were exposed to this guy. Malik Hassan pre-planned the attack and made religious preparations before shouting Allahu Akbar, the Al-Qaeda war cry. He did not get, oh, did he also get a Mohammed Atta wax job? Did he remove all his hair? And you notice how the news comes out. They don't tell you in the beginning. First off, they said he was a convert to Islam. So everybody thought the guy was black. Right? And then they didn't tell you that he was wearing his dish dasher and his head cover. They didn't tell you that. And I guess they saluted him as he came through the gate. Yeah, God help us, man. He hadn't finished pulling the trigger and the cover-up people were screaming, "This is not a terrorist act. We refuse to pay reparations to fallen Americans." Even slimy Newsweek, the printed version of Marine killing MSNBC, shouted Allahu Akbar. This is how Newsweek kills us overseas. And I'm looking at the cover of Newsweek in Japanese. It's the Pearl Harbor issue. And it shows the American flag in a garbage can. I guess that's how Newsweek treats us overseas. How they curry favor with the Japanese, who I'm sure are also equally embarrassed by it. This is how the liberal lying, Camo Pinko wackos bring a nation down in a month of honoring our sacred dead. Veterans Day is right around the corner. This scum magazine sneaks its Pearl Harbor intentions to the outside world. And if you're upset about Newsweek throwing the flag in the garbage and photographing it, you're going to be real sick when you find out that 48 senators and 135 Viet Congress mice voted to burn it 40 days before 9/11. SJR7. It's in my book, SpiritOfAmericaPartyBook.com. You can take their names right off the internet. Read them and weep. Follow the trail of the anti-American Grey Poupon communist snake back through all its affiliates, including marine-killing MSNBC. If you buy this rag, you support media terrorism. When they are not killing Americans, they're killing Catholic Americans. Send this rag to hell. Give it to Gitmo 2-ply flush. Thank you, World Net Daily, for pulling the covers. World Net Daily was the only one that showed this. For pulling the covers off Snake Week and all its weaklings. Yeah, the liberal sift is back. Fort Hood became a war zone. The army could not defend itself. They had to call the cops. The Democrats and the media will drag the bodies around for communist votes to help the enemy win. But they won't pay a decent burial benefit. And then I have three pictures, and the title says, "This is post-traumatic syndrome." And one is a black medical officer standing over a dying GI. They got his boots off. He's trying to save him. And his boots are covered in blood. And another one is a GI that's still in a firefight, and he's leaning up against an armored personnel carrier. His head is bandaged. He looks like he's ebbing life, and a buddy is standing by him, kneeling by him. And the third one is the most heartbreaking. It's a gurney, a two-wheel gurney, right off a helicopter, and six guys are bringing this torn up GI into a surgery, and there's a guy kneeling on his chest trying to keep him breathing, keep his heart pumping. And the caption I put on that was, "We give the American killing UN $3 to $5 billion a year. We gave the Turks an $8 billion bribe and got a slow boat to China." Hassan also killed the minds of returning combat veterans. I wouldn't be surprised if he counseled many to consider suicide. His track record was poor, so he got a pedophile priest transfer to protect top brass and avoid charges of Muslim racism. They passed them on to unsuspecting victims. All Muslims in the military must be vetted, especially those who hold two passports. Don't tell me about hijacked Islam. What Christian father runs his daughter over shouting Allahu Akbar? If you're a hostage to your religion, it is time to go back to the religion of your ancestors before sword conversions. Coptic and Maronite Christians speak Arabic. Learn to love like Jesus. And take the muzzle off America while you're at it. Abu Tam, the American fundamentalist. One God, one country, one language. The God of love. Speak English and learn other languages. And one country, the USA. Tisba Alakir. Johnny came back from Vietnam. He got spit on at the airport. Now he's getting shot in the back. It's time to take the jihad tax off of oil. $9.11 a barrel makes sense to me. Don't say it can't be done. Give the mission to the CIA. Awake them up and give them a choice. $9.11 a barrel, or you get transferred to FEMA to give out Katrina water to the people who are short of their flu shots. If President Pinocchio Pants can have $10 a barrel oil in November of 1998, surely a competent Raja like Obama bin Laden can make a Saudi king take a tanker bow shot. Since the Raj has ascended the throne of the Tsars, the Duma has said nothing about topping off the oil reserves. While China drills for a 5-year supply, even Castro is lining his overseas Bernie-like Madoff account with oil booty. But Americans are being fitted for propeller hats, the only prop on sunny days that keeps your iPod charged before it rains. Let's call it Prop 19. The Tsars mean to punish Sarah Palin for filling up America. Not only that, she wants to deliver a second pipeline full of years of natural gas, and they say the only line they push is medical coke and a legalized crack pipe. What happened to Drill Baby Drill? Every new vehicle in my town is bigger than the last one. Nobody wants to buy a Fiat birth control car. SUVs need GAS. If you really want to put Americans back to work, mandate all gas pumps must have attendants like in New Jersey. The girls will love you, and so will guys in suits. No one wants to dress up to pump gas. So let's build a 5-year oil reserve before the Middle East goes radioactive. 9-10 a barrel? Do I hear 9-11? Can that happen? Happens all the time. Like the t-shirt says, a Shiite happens. One God, one country, or one language. Capiche? Attention, good Muslims are trapped in the Al-Qaeda religion. Return to the faith of your ancestors before sword swallowing. Jesus loves you. Go Coptic. Go Maronite.
If you search for tenderness, it isn't hard to find. You can have the love you need to live. But if you look for truthfulness, you might just as well be blind. It always seems to be so hard to give. If I wear my heart out on my sleeve, but I don't want some pretty face to tell me pretty lies. All I want is someone to believe. Honesty is such a lonely word. Everyone is security of the bitter end. when I want sincerity, tell me where else can I turn? 'Cause you're the one that I depend upon. I see it's such a lonely world, everyone is so untrue.
Show you how things have changed. When I was 16 years old, I was at a buddy's house, and I left his house at 11:30 at night, and he lived at 186th Street in Amsterdam Avenue, and I was walking home to 189th Street between St. Nick and Wadsworth with a 35 Marlin lever-action rifle, with the lever action opened as is required for carrying a firearm at the time. Okay? And nobody ever bothered me. That was in New York City. I bought the rifle legally when I was 16 years old, and all I needed was my NRA card. And I got a little grocery receipt the same day. How's that? So now, I go to basic training at 18 years old to Fort Hood, Texas, and the rifle racks are at the middle of the barracks hall at the foot of your bunk. And everybody's rifle is in the rack, and they got a big rod that goes through it with a lock on the end of it. Goes through the trigger mechanisms with a lock on the end of it. And everybody in my barracks could be quickly armed if it called for it. I go home on leave, and I have to go back to Fort Hood for advanced infantry training. And I arrive at the airport, and a 16-year-old boy gets off the plane carrying a rifle. I don't think the rifle was uncovered. I think it was in a cover. But you knew it was a rifle. And he was greeted by the local sheriff, who greeted him by name and welcomed him back, and asked him how the shooting match went. And together they walked out of the airport. Now, that was before Kennedy got shot. How's that? That's what the United States used to be like. Now, the only ones that have weapons are the dope dealers and Al-Qaeda, which brings me to the subject of the Hamas attack at Fort Hood. Do you know that I searched for 2 days for the faces of the people that Islamic terrorist gunned down? They're looking to see if he's connected. He's connected. He's a major terrorist. And he's connected. But he's not one of the low-class terrorists. He only meets with higher-ups. So you're going to have to go to his mosque to find out who gave him his firing orders. You're not going to do that. So, I'm looking for the faces of the fallen, and I don't see it. But what the media on TV shows me is an interview from Palestine with his uncle, who says he loves this country. And when they turn the cameras off, he shouts, "Death to Israel." Are you kidding me? Are you trying to soft soap a BS artist? Come on. You can't do it. This guy is an out-and-out right terrorist. It doesn't matter if Mohammed visited him in a dream. And don't tell me he snapped. This guy didn't snap. This guy was getting ready to get his 72 virgins. He was calling in his Islamic marker. He was a Muslim terrorist. And he still is a Muslim terrorist because he's still alive. And I guarantee you, he will kill again. Why don't you bring him to New York and try him? And give him a loaded weapon. Yeah, so I'm looking, and I see that all of a sudden, everybody's trying to tell us that he snapped. This guy didn't snap. It's not a snap, unless it's a ball. I'm in Sunday's local newspaper, my communist rag. I look on the first page. I want to see what's happening in the continuing saga of the Fort Hood massacre. On the headline, here's what we have. Children face poison peril in war on flu. To the left, she killed, castrated her father, and now looks ahead with hope of a new life. I wonder if she shouted, Allahu Akbar. I don't think so. Healthcare bill passes the House despite GOP objections. New fronts. Here you go. Here's the war on terror. Here's the big headline. New fronts emerge in residential parking war. And then at the bottom, a little picture of half a Marine. And it says, the symbol of healing and strength. And in the background is the USS New York that was put together by the crushed steel that fell with 3,000 Americans, actually 2,800 and 200 unborn babies, which the government doesn't recognize. Here's page 2. U.S. tourist dies car surfing in Puerto Rico. Page 3. It's time for Bloomberg to deliver. He didn't even deliver a cup of coffee to the guys on the ship, USS New York. He's the mayor of all the people. New fronts emerge. Here you go. A4. A whole page. New fronts emerge in residential parking war. Page 5. Jobless 10% is tougher than it used to be. Oh, here's one that nobody's talking about at the bottom of page 5. Virginia Tech confronts another connection to tragedy. He graduated in 1995. Muslim terrorist Nidal M. Hassan. The M stands for what? Malik? Malik, you know what that means in Arabic? Kill all the Americans. Yeah, and he's a graduate of Virginia Tech. So there we've got one Palestinian American. And you've got one Korean American. And they've both been trained at Virginia Tech to kill Americans. What's going on at Virginia Tech? Yeah. Unbelievable. On page 6, Chevy is making a comeback with ads. On page 7, tackling the challenges that aging presents. At the bottom, they have a little picture. A very tiny picture of Airman Joseph Traverso. He's an islander in uniform. Yes. And they'll be spitting on him in a couple of weeks. And then here's page A8. Hand sanitizers poison peril. Yeah. Page 10. 9 is commercials. The price of roast beef. 10 is global warming. It's a hard sell here. Yeah, it's a bunch of crap should be the headline. And now here is the ARP auto insurance program from the Hartford. And all you ARP members, you got sold out. And I'm an ARP member too. And I'm going to convince my wife to cancel. I don't want anything to do with ARP. ARP is a political machine. It is not looking out for you. It is looking out what is due back from the Obama administration. And here is A12, The Saudis won't bar Hajj pilgrims over swine flu fears. And the Afghan ministry, NATO strike kills Afghan forces. Page 13, a fundraiser for a courageous lady. Page 14, a Boston Opera House opens. Page 15, Naval oranges, 12 for $12. Made in China. Page 16, a celestial ball and volunteers to be applauded at Forget-Me-Not. And the trial lawyers will laud judge at an annual dinner. And that's it. And then there's the obituary column. There's the obituary column. What is this one here? This is, oh, Macy's is doing it again. Macy's is attacking Christmas. They recognize Santa Claus, and they want you to make a wish. And yes, Santa, there is a Virginia, and Macy's theme, the communist theme of the hammer and sickle, Macy's Day Parade, is believe. Believe in what? Communism? Yeah. Macy's sucks. Macy's sucks big time. They sold out. But they're not the only ones. ARP sold out. It's a question of what can you do for me? Not what can you do for your country. What can you do for me? And then there's the a little small column that says ground broken for Flight 93, the memorial in Pennsylvania where people were killed by Saudi Muslims, terrorists, Islamic terrorists from the hijacked religion. What a joke. What a farce. So you see, not a mention of the Fort Hood massacre. By Sunday, it's gone. It's gone from the media. On Saturday, it was gone from the media. Saturday was the same. It was gone from the media. So they gave it one day's notoriety. And you want to know, we're all going to pay for it. Because in your town, there's a jihadist waiting for his moment. From the hijacked religion of Islam. The only hijacking is on the planes. Bartender, can we get a fight back song? Watching Greta Van Susteren this weekend, and she did the Iranian hostage situation. What a pathetic series of events. When I went to school, the nuns taught me that an American embassy is American soil. And if you attack an American embassy anywhere in the world, it's the same as driving two planes into Liberty Plaza. And Jimmy Carter sat like a jerk. Mr. Peace. By the way, he's the same Jimmy Carter that what's the blonde-haired guy's name who dribbles a lot when he talks? Chris Matthews Rasmanjani. He got him out of the draft. Yeah, Chris sat out the war in Swaziland. And here, and every chance he can, he pulls a John Kerry on the troops. I love this country. I love those guys that say that. You know what that's like? That's like one of your own kind saying to you, you know, we're the same. We have to stick together. He will stab you in the back faster than anybody. So, going back, it also reminds me, I was in Kuwait right after the Saddam got kicked out. I was there while the airport was still smoking. And they got no carbon credits from Al Gore. And I had a booth set up, and the Kuwaitis had everything taken from them. It was a death penalty to have the fax machine. All the air conditioners were taken out of the country. Saddam looted everything that was nailed down. And they didn't even have business cards. They didn't even have, they had to get new money. Saddam took all the old money. Yeah, you better hope that don't happen to us. Tomorrow you find out you got to turn your dollars in for euros. And a guy is speaking with a foreign accent. Yeah. As a matter of fact, speaking of foreign accents, I'm thinking of opening a school for Americans to learn how to speak English with a foreign accent. So, you know, there'll be certain training tactics that you have to, procedures that you have to learn. You'll have to learn how to say certain key phrases that most foreigners can identify with. Like, I love this country, everything free. And I have 3 pensions. I'd be here 1 year, got 9 social security cards. See, these are things that you'll blend right in your own country.
How do you like that compassionate liberalism? Compassionate communism. When these troops got cut down by the Muslim terrorist, that major Muslim, the liberals immediately rushed to say that the troops are overworked.
Oh, the poor troops. They've been sent on so many missions. Oh, they're so tired, and they're falling apart, and they're going crazy.
Do you remember when that, that dog, that female dog? Yeah. And she was no Rin Tin Tin. Announced, there's 2 things that are going to stick in my mind till I die. She announced that you got to screen all the troops coming home because they're killers. And she works for the Obama administration. Oh, by the way, that Arab terrorist, that Muslim terrorist, that hijacked religion terrorist, yeah, that Major Malik Hassan, yeah, never trust guys named Hassan or Hussein. Yeah, it's unbelievable. So what was I going to say? We were talking about, hang in, let me just replay my thoughts. See, that's good about playback. You can play back your thoughts in this way. If you got Alzheimer's, you can get caught up. The one good thing about Alzheimer's is you're always making new friends. And if you're scoring a little love life, you hope that your partner has Alzheimer's. But anyway, so the liberals are starting to blame that they're saying the troops are falling apart. This is like the final nail in the coffin. And It's totally ridiculous. It's an insult. And the other thing that will always stay in my mind forever until I die is the politician who was also in the Obama administration, the Islamic junta. Yeah, you better hope. You better hope that you don't wake up some morning and there's a minaret on top of the White House. They already took over England. The religion hijackers have taken over England. As a matter of fact, they're talking about beheading the Queen. They're going to say it's an English tradition. And the Brits will say, if it'll give us peace, why not? Peace at any price, yeah, not a problem. Rule Slavonia. So the liberals want you to. So this political rat, when they got the Dish Dasher money, the stimulus package, he said, make sure that you don't waste it on white construction workers. And he's a white guy. Remember I told you about the guys that say we should stick together? There he is. If he was in The Informer, he would be Gippo. You don't know what that is. That's about Irish turncoats. That's about people that sell their own country out. That's why there's six counties short in Ireland. Because they couldn't trust one another. And that, you better pray that don't happen here, but there's more and more turncoats today than ever before. The only two we had to fry were the Rosenbergs. Today they don't fry them because they couldn't get them all in the chair. Have a few more freelance Muslim terrorist incidents, and they'll be calling the troops home to protect the mosques. Bartender, give me a happy tune.